88.9 Shine FM, safe and fun for the whole family. And every Wednesday at this time, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, Parenting Moments. Kimberly, of course, founder and psychologist, Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We've almost wrapped up this month of February with the topic of 10 Ways to Make Your Time Matter, a Greater Good article by Oliver Berkman. Some really good tips here, and I guess we got four to get through today.
That's right. So in his book, 4,000 Weeks, Time Management for Mortals, he suggests that we seek out novelty in the mundane. So time seems to speed up as we age, likely because our brains encode the passage of years based on how much information we process in any given interval. While children have many novel experiences, and time therefore seems slower to them, the routines of older people's lives means that time seems to pass at an ever-increasing rate. The standard advice is to combat this is go seek out more novel experiences. Well, that can help, but it isn't always practical. An alternative is to pay more attention to what's happening to you right in this moment, however mundane it is. To find novelty by plunging more deeply into your present life. So that could be going on an unplanned walk, see where it takes you, take up drawing or bird watching, or play I Spy with a little kid. Again, whatever draws your attention into the moment more fully. Mm-hmm. Tip number 8, be a researcher in a relationship. The desire to feel in control of our limited time causes numerous problems in our relationships, resulting in us often engaging in controlling behaviors. But it also shows up as commitment phobia, the inability to listen, boredom, and missing out on the richness of communal experiences with others. When faced with a challenging or boring moment in a relationship, try being curious about that other person, rather than controlling. Curiosity is a stance well suited to the inherent unpredictability of life with others because it can be satisfied by their behaving in ways you like or don't like. Whereas if you demand a certain result, you'll likely just be frustrated. Mm,
good one there.
Yeah. And then finally, tip number 9. Oh, it's not finally. Sorry, I have two more. Cultivating instantaneous generosity. I love this one. So if the Holy Spirit prompts you to be generous, just give into it right away. Do it. Don't wait to figure out if the other person deserves it or not. Just go ahead and be generous. The reality is that we reap so much from generous actions. I think it is truly by God's design. It makes us happier and most certainly your recipient.
Indeed. Happiness all the way around.
Yes. And this is the final one now, Mike.
Okay.
Tip number 10, practice doing nothing.
Ooh, I like
so
that.
I recently listened to a sermon, and it was an interview with a psychologist. And she talked about that one of the things, because of so much technology in our lives, that every day we need to do 16 minutes of nothing. And Oliver Berkman further emphasizes this in his book. When it comes to the challenge of using your 4,000 weeks well, the capacity to do nothing is indispensable. Because if you can't bear the discomfort of not acting, you're far more likely to make poor choices with your time, such as attempting to hurry activities that can't be rushed, or feeling you ought to spend every moment being productive, regardless of whether the task at hand really matters. So doing nothing means resisting the urge to manipulate your experience or the people or the things in the world around you, and just let things be. So you can set a timer, you can choose to put on some quiet music in the background, but then just hang out and allow yourself to purposely let your mind wander. Notice what comes, but don't stay with anything. just gently let it scroll by. We need way more time of, you know, laying on the grass, looking up at the clouds and just noticing them floating by. Again, there is so much benefit to our mental health by having periods each day where we disconnect from technology and we give our brain a rest.
Mm-hmm. I might set my timer for 1 week.
Yeah.
Just be off for the week. Do nothing.
Let me know how that works out for you, Mike.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to do that or not. But anyway, no, really important to just take that time and do nothing. I like that. Mm-hmm. A great list you've shared for the month of February. And, of course, a new topic next week with Parenting Moments every Wednesday here on Shine with Kimberly. But first up, Kimberly Eckert Center. Let's talk Eckert Center.
All right. So, obviously, we are a psychology practice and we offer counseling, psychoeducational assessments, and educational intervention programs. We also have a new partnership with Revive Wellness. And they are a group of registered dietitians who are prepared to support our clients with their physical wellness priorities for 2022. And we have a new male counselor on our team. He's dynamic, engaging, and such a pleasure to work with. And his name is Lane Dewar. And I encourage people to check him out at EckertCenter.com.
Okay, sounds good. EckertCenter.com. You can book an appointment, real easy to do online as well. And you might be getting a free consultation visit. We give one of those away each week, thanks to Kimberly. Who's that going to?
Let's go with caller number 5 today.
Caller 5 at Shine, 403-276-8888. Thank you very much, Kimberly. I hope you have a wonderful day today, and we'll chat next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.